to furnish us with a horse and carriage. We were 7 days on the trip, 3 days to go from Châlons to Varennes, 1 day to make the requisite local researches in the city, and 3 days to return from Varennes to Châlons. I recognized, with a degree of satisfaction which you will easily comprehend, that not a single historian had been historical, and the still greater satisfaction that Monsieur Thiers had been the least accurate of all these historians. I had already suspected this, but was not certain. The only one who had been accurate, with absolute accuracy, was Victor Hugo in his book called The Rhine. It is true that Victor Hugo is a poet and not a historian. What historians these poets would make if they would but consent to become historians. One day, Lamartine asked me to what I attributed the immense success of his Histoire des Girondins. To this, because in it you rose to the level of a novel, I answered him. He reflected for a while and ended, I believe, by agreeing with me. I spent a day, therefore, at Varennes, and visited all the localities necessary for my novel, which was to be called René d'Argonne. Then I returned. My son was staying in the country at Saint-Assis, near Melun. My room awaited me, and I resolved to go there and